KDCW Harbor Springs.
KCKGL Monitoring. Stay by one.
Good morning, Tom. NAWRO Richmond.
Good morning. Hey, what time is Sunday's breakfast? Is it 8 or 8:30?
Well, I'll be there at 8, but 8:30 is the start time. You want the same spot where you were at, or I got a few little reserved placards?
Oh, a few of you now. Yeah, well, Melissa's getting back tires put on it, and hopefully getting it registered at the EMV. And that way she'll be 100% road legal in that aspect, and then I'll probably bring it on Sunday.
Yeah, we were hoping that you might drop by with it. It'd be nice. So. I guess we can't play with the lights, so I'll just go away to the garage for that.
Well, I'll show it to everybody. You know, I can do that. I just can't be on the road with them. So, but yeah, I'll show everybody. I'm trying to get pricing on new lenses, so I got to get a hold of Federal Signal. How much they are to get them changed. The little grill, you know, the ones that are on the front bumper and the back license plate and on the side view mirrors, those are going to be a little bit more expensive. So the ones I might just get rid of.
All right, I pulled my phone out. I'm looking at it now, so I see there's a, yep, we have a little work to do on that. I don't know what you're going to do to, more than the doors for the black and white aspect. I know you were talking maybe even a wrap or something, but I guess it's not crucial as long as you take care of the lights.
As long as the lights are disabled, it's 100% legal. And there's only one key, and I have it. And it's on a separate key ring, so somebody can't, you know, I can't just, you know, put it in the key lock. So, but yeah, the other ones, I guess I'm going to disable them somehow. I mean, she's still a work in progress. I mean, I just picked her up Wednesday.
One thing I guess, I could just be prepared to say,
oh, I didn't get any of that. Try again.
Looking at photos. Spotlight on driver's side. Is there one on the passenger side as well?
Yeah, she's got alley lights and takedown light. I talked to a friend of Paul's, and if it's a tricolor, it's probably red, blue, and white. So if I can get into the programming and change it to all white, then I'll be safe.
Hey, copy your last. Got more pictures here I'm looking at now. So I see the, man, that push bumper is nice. That's really going to be nice now. And if we ever got any night duty, you know, with the lights, that would be great, you know.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I got the software. I'm going to call Federal Signal and see if there's a different software for it for what type of cable I need. And then see what they say. And I mean, all I had is an A series model. I don't have an exact model number, but I got to do a little bit more research on it. That's another phone call today. You know, they change it out and make it an all amber type of strobe or an amber white strobe. I'm looking at about $2,000 to $3,000 for, you know, just that bar on the roof.
Understood. The lettering on the back window, can you just peel that off?
Yeah, I can scrape that off.
And, oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned it. I'm looking at it. It's got a hitch on it. Can't tell. That must be a Class 2 hitch.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not going to, you know, I don't know if it's going to pull my 28-footer, but it'll pull a smaller camper.
NAWRO. Yeah, side note related to that, since you have a hitch now, I do have those two utility trailers, the open ones, one with a ramp, you know, like a small, they're both single axle. One is like a small landscape trailer. One's just a utility one without a ramp. And if you need them for anything, you're more than welcome to borrow them.
KCKGL. Awesome. That'll work. Yeah, like I said, I just got it. You know, Melissa's getting a plate for it today, and I need tires on the back. So I'm trying to find some decent, cheap tires for it kind of thing.
Next time you come through town here, the old Kmart, Van's tire. You might want to talk with him, see what he's got.
Yeah, that's our first hit today. I said, you got to go there first. And I said, get a price on it, because I got the steel showing on the passenger rear, so I don't want her driving it all over the place. You know, she says if there's nothing there, then she'll go up a discount, which is fine. I said, just get two rear tires. That's all we need.
WARs.
Good morning, Donald. Go ahead, sir. NAWRO and KCAKJO here. Go ahead, Don.
Just a quick in and out to inform you that I will be attending Sunday morning's breakfast, so save me a seat on the roof, please.
Very good. Kind of like north of your old stomping grounds. Looking forward to seeing you there, Don. Go ahead, Tom. I might have stepped on you.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm just heading to the office, meeting up with my coworker, figure out what our game plan is. My phone is not updating. Good to see you, Don. We'll see you there on Sunday. Wife and kids are coming. Well, my wife and my daughter and her boyfriend. My son is the prodigal son right now.
I'm going to be up in the Chesterfield area. I'm going to be leaving shortly for the weekend. I got to be up there for some months for some stuff, so it works out well. I got to, house sit my girlfriend's place while she's up north tending to an ill family member. So I'm going to be in the neighborhood, so I figured, you know, I let Wally know, but I heard Tim say something about reserve signs and reservations, so I'll look for mine on the roof probably.
No, he's got it set up with the people there. We got the center tables that we had before, and to the right of that, or one side of that, is a whole line of booths as well. So, yeah, we'll have room there. So Wally and I will be there probably around 8. It starts at 8:30, so we'll get your spot. No worries.
Okay. Well, I was talking to RSVP and at certain events, and you know, a few people know my face, but you know, so. Okie dokie, I look forward to it. I'll let you two continue on, and everybody just try to stay dry and stay safe. Catch you all later, W8RCY.
Hey, KKJ. Tim, did you say that you had some placards or no?
Let's see. If you're talking about, for the tables on Sunday, yeah, we got that covered. If you're talking about the door signs, no.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'll get those ordered. All right, sir, I have to jump in the office now. See why my phone isn't updating. So I will chat it to you later. I'll probably be on UHF. I'll be on GMRS on this radio.
NHZC Mobile, statewide one. NHZC Mobile, statewide one. So just hopefully get figured out how to make the roaming works here. It just switched around. We'll see. N8ZC.
N8ZC, N8WRO, Macomb County. Good morning, Kerry. Yeah, I see a switch from Bancroft to Lansing, I believe. Sounding good on the network.
Well, good morning, Tim. Thank you for coming back. Yeah, I was hoping I had roaming figured out on this 878. Yeah, you have to go to the far south end of Lansing or Ingham County. Figured, hey, good day to test it out, see how it's working. So I noticed out of the corner of my eye it said that it went into roaming and search success, but I guess I was expecting it to display the repeater it connected to, but all part of the learning curve on a relatively new radio. But anyway, hopefully you're having a good day, even though it's gloomy and cold. But you know what the heck. It is Michigan in the first part of April. Thank you, Tim. And let's see.
But you can't tell it, you know, when you're listening. But the dashboard's fun to play with. I like this. So, yeah, good deal. It's working for you.
Well, just keyed up along with you. Just know if it's bumped me out or what. So, hey, I'm going to have to negotiate the cold release here at 127.69 and all that good fun stuff. And of course, it's construction season, so I'm going to set this thing down and pay attention to what I need to pay attention to here. So you have a great day, and thanks again for coming back and the report. We'll catch you a little later. Annie, let's see.
Understood, Gary. Safe driving here. This is NAWRO. Clear.
KE8FGW monitoring statewide 1 portable. This is KE8FGW monitoring.
Red Sea Mobile statewide 1. Looks like it's safer to hang on to the radio again. And I'm listening.
Hey, good morning down there. How's everything going?
Well, about 70 mile an hour. good morning. Yeah, no, I'm out mobile, just now south of Lansing. And had to negotiate all the seasonal changes for construction. Season starting down here. 127 is all kinds of tore up from 69 on south to, well, basically 96. But, yeah, we got through it and felt a little safer to hang on to the radio, so I figured I'd throw my call out yet again. So how's it up there in Yuper land? And this is Annie Bitsy.
Oh, hey, well, hey, we're doing good. We're just finishing up cooking some bacon on the pan here and the flat top. So we're going to get some breakfast going. It's cloudy, so there's no sunshine today, I guess. I was kind of hoping for a little bit of sunshine, but well, it's not too bad. I think it's just, what is the temperature out there? 36 degrees. So at least it ain't snowing or raining, so that's always a good thing. But, yeah, sounds like the road construction is full swing down by Lansing. Well, that's good. I'm sure it probably needs it. Back over to you. KE8FTW, portable.
Oh, yeah. The highway down through here has been bad for quite a while. And last summer, they redid everything, oh, between 496 and 96. And there's still finishing touches on it they're doing. But, yeah, north, the north end, south of 69 there was really, really, really bad. And down through here a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, holy moly, figured one of these potholes is going to swallow up the truck. But they're started at it, so what do you do? At least they're getting fixed, hopefully, for a while anyway. But, yeah, you're not much colder than we are down here. My truck says it's 39 out. It's been pretty much misting and raining since I got up at 4:30 this morning. And it's still misting anyway. Just enough to... Intermittent wipers is too much, and not using them at all isn't good enough either. Time to get the Rain-X out again when it warms up again and get a sunny day again. Thank you. Any
Oh, yeah. Yep. We got some of those potholes that are bigger up here, too. So, yeah, well, that's good. No stay fixed for a little bit, like you said. And once the winter comes, they'll be back. Sadly, but until it goes, I guess.
Well, I think I'm going to need to set this down again. About less than a mile from my exit here, from my first stop, and it's just off the exit, so I'll be back out here again, I'm sure, so I got the return trip to deal with. So, thanks for the chat. You have a good morning, and let's hope for sunshine and warm weather. I am plenty tired of this. and I can only imagine you are even more so, but nonetheless, it's somewhere out there around the corner. We'll catch you later. That's me, and I'll be clear after yours.
Hey, sounds good. Yep, safe travels with you, and enjoy your coffee, and maybe have a hash girl. There we go. 73-88-FTW. Horrible.
NABBF, this is Isaac Subic White, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee on Statewide 1.
WAPD.
NAWRO, good morning, Wally.
What's up, sir? I get to drive to Ann Arbor today, and I'm in my favorite. I don't know why I go there. They're so slow. It's just big beef. But for a long way, until I call, see what's going on.
All right, that sounds good. I got him on the second cup of Gevalia myself, and that sounds like a good cup of coffee there. Too bad you don't have better weather for the drive, though. But Ann Arbor is not too bad of a drive. I do it from time to time, as you know. More so the Dexter area now, points west of the city, but hey, maybe you get to stop someplace nice for lunch. Who knows?
Yeah, well, at least doing it today. Oh, wow, that's weird. Oh, I'm sorry about that. At least doing it today, I don't have to worry about getting outside sickness where I would want to screw off. Yesterday was a I'm going to screw off day. So Mary and I walked a mile and a tenth yesterday getting ready for the big 5K.
Ah, yes, training for the big day. Hopefully you're wearing your headset with Rocky music playing.
I'm wearing it. Yeah, Marion said not Rocky. She wears a headset. I wear an XPR with a microphone.
Well, you should have a decent drive out that way. Find some spot to eat. I'm working on the minutes from Monday's meeting. Just finishing those up and the three asks we were told to ask, which I won't discuss on the air here. But, yeah, it's kind of fun. Looking forward to stuff like this.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone Monday. I have to go to St. Louis.
That sounds an interesting trip. Talk about food, St. Louis. Oh, my goodness. Now, this is for the last meeting, the Monday meeting in the MISD. Finish those up, and then we should be good for a while. And what else? I think that's it. Can't think of anything else. Oh, there is a MyCon meeting tomorrow, but I bugged out. I didn't want to go to White Lake because I still got this tail end of whatever it is I had. So I think there might be a link to that. So I will have to ask Dave if you're overhearing this. I think there might be a dial-in link to that, but I'll talk to you later about it. NAWRO, leave a break for Dave there, Wally.
Gee, Wally, I believe there is. I'd have to go look. Either one of you guys want to go, it's not a big deal. I can email the contact over there and let them know. I know, Tim, you're busy. Wally, if you wanted to go, I can email her and let her know.
Yeah, I got things to do. I got to move some paperwork and stuff. Tomorrow is shred day, so we got stuff that we have to move. Just a second, I'm taking my coffees.
Yeah, Dave, I copy your last. I believe I have that link because it was in the original post. I can't physically go because I'm getting this thing where it could turn into long laryngitis, I guess. But I would not mind attending online. I think I have that, so I'm going to give it an attempt. Back over to you, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I've got a thing to go to for Micah, so I had to back out at the last minute. But I might pass that on to my dad. He's been talking about Micah as well, and he's being the weather as well, so I might have between the two of you, if people go and online and take notes, and we'll have something to go off of. So, of you there, Roy, if you're ready. If not, then over to Tim.
Yeah, I'm back. Give me the link. I can try listening to it. At least I can get bits and pieces of it and get a little bit more. What about our weatherman, C80? Did we make sure he got this stuff?
I believe so. Go ahead, Dave. I'll let you speak to that. And Wally, I'll forward you the link that I have, and I'll CC Dave, make sure it's the right one. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, he should have an invite both through their contact person over there and then also through us. I think I included him on that invite email.
That was weird. That thing that said no repeater. I wonder where it went. All right. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll try to listen in on it. You know, even if I'm driving, I get just a little headset in and listen. Catch bits and pieces of it. I don't think I can attend the whole thing, but it's always nice to know a little bit more. So, other than that, deal that we were talking about, Mike wanted those three things. We got to do a conference call on that. I did talk to Dave on it, and we've got another plan in the works.
Okay. Yeah, whenever convenient for you, Wally. Phone call is fine, or Discord, or just call me up on the cell. Either way, but, you know, whenever you get time. N-A-W-R-O. Dave?
Yeah, if you guys need anything, just shoot me a text. I've got some errands I'm out and about today. But I can always jump on command and listen in, or I'm going to give you guys a call on my cell. But either way, whatever you guys are available, just let me know.
All right, very good. Other than that, not too much. I'm off to my long drive, and I'm going to drink my coffee. So, you gentlemen, have a good day. Keep in touch. WAV.
Copy that, Wally. You guys have a good trip out to 8A. And, Dave, I got your message on the business cards. Thank you. I'll probably be printing a few out. And I will ship you out the unapproved first draft of the minutes to both you and Mike. Momentarily. With that, I'll be clear as well. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. Back to you, Dave.
Sounds good, guys. Drive safe there, Wally. Have fun. Try to enjoy your day. And Tim, enjoy your day as well. And, try to stay dry. Good weather for ducks. But, all right, we'll talk to you later. 73 Seabolt. KYNU.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa testing rubber duck antenna.
88MP N8WRO Richmond. David, you're sounding good. All right, Dave, I stand corrected on that last. You are at the threshold. So the first one came in, I could hear you, but I'm looking at the dashboard now, and you are right at 120 RSSI. So you're right at the threshold. The last one you made just didn't quite make it. Just to let you know, we can try again another time maybe. N-A-W-R-O, Tim from Richmond.
N-A-W-R-O, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I was looking at the stats myself here. It's kind of how I judge the antenna. And this time it flipped around. My T2LT was worse than my rubber duck, so just keep experimenting.
Yeah, I copied that. The last was much better. I'm waiting for it to drop in now. Oh, yeah, that last on Mount Clemens. The others were Mount Clemens, too, but the last on Mount Clemens I see right at 100. So you're making it now. Try another one just to see.
The peak antenna, T2L. Oh, yeah, that one came in at negative 120, and now I'm back on the rubber duck.
Yeah, you got the idea. Use that as a tool to diagnose, and it looks like that 120 is pretty sharp, you know, as soon as that hits. So, anyhow, all good. I should be here for the rest of the afternoon if needed. Any WRO after you.
KC8MXG monitoring. KC8MXG monitoring. KE8FTW monitoring.
KF8ATC monitoring.